This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Six juveniles are facing felony charges in connection with a string of car thefts in southern Colorado. The suspects were between the ages of 12 and 15 and accused of stealing multiple Kias and Hyundais in the area. Authorities say the vehicles were recovered in Pueblo, Fountain, and Colorado Springs. Officers still searching for two more juveniles linked to those thefts. An Air Force Academy cadet will be disenrolled after pleading guilty to two charges during a court-martial earlier this week. Cadet Seth Miskakis agreed to plead guilty to charges of using a psilocybin and lying about it. The 23-year-old said that he knew a friend was putting it into drinks during a 2022 party and that he still accepted and drank one. He also lied about using it in a form that would keep him from being enrolled in the academy. Charges of making false statements and using cocaine were dropped as part of that plea deal. Fire officials are finally reporting some progress controlling a wildfire burning southwest of Pueblo. Containment on the St. Charles fire reached 10% yesterday.
When you're under these red flag conditions, it makes direct line construction really dangerous, really difficult. So most of what they're going to be doing during these red flag times is indirect line construction, moving away, further away from the fire lines and trying to make containment lines there.
Officials with the Rocky Mountain Incident Management Team said the firefighters have been working to contain the lightning-caused fire since it was first reported near San Isabel on October 14th. The fire has burned more than 300 acres, and pre-evacuation orders are still in place for several neighborhoods in Pueblo and Custer counties. Experts are advising Coloradoans to quickly winterize your sprinkler system as that cold front is here. Jeff Young, owner of Conserva Irrigation in Colorado Springs, says make sure to shut off your water supply completely and turn off the valve on the backflow system.
It keeps the water from backflowing into your house and contaminating your water. So you want to keep that functioning properly at all times. If it does freeze, it can cause that problem.
You're also encouraged to get it blown out, to blow out service to get any remaining water out of that system. Broken backflow preventers and cracked manifolds could cost anywhere between $400 and $600 in repairs. Sprinkler heads can also freeze over and crack, making for a potentially costly mess. And finally, Colorado Springs airline passengers will have a new option when flying to the East Coast beginning next summer. Southwest Airlines will begin flying a daily route between Colorado Springs and Baltimore, Washington International Thoroughgood Marshall Airport. The director of Colorado Springs Airport says several local organizations expressed interest in flights to Maryland Airport, especially those who do business with the military and U.S. government. The new route will begin on June 4th. We'll get more into that coming up when we speak with Colorado Springs Airport. Dana Shields is going to join us later on in the program.
Chilly conditions across southern Colorado today as highs are only in the 30s and 40s. Overnight lows will be in the 20s, below freezing, nearly region-wide. The southeastern corner of the state will still be in the upper 30s to low 40s. Arkansas River Valley areas and points north will all be below freezing. A chilly afternoon for Saturday, some sunshine in the morning, temperatures in the 40s to near 50 degrees. Another surge of cold air Saturday afternoon will come across the area, triggering snow showers after 4 p.m., increasing in coverage after 7 p.m., with anywhere between a 1 to 3 inch snowfall range for Colorado Springs overnight Saturday into the first part of Sunday, 2 to 4 inches possible around Woodland Park, and temperatures in the 20s and 30s on Sunday with slick road conditions in the forecast. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.